can't believe it, we're already fourth Sunday of Advent. In a few days, we're going to celebrate Christmas. And then in a few days, we're going to celebrate New Year and another year. But anyway, today in our gospel, in Luke chapter 1, verse 35 to 46, we hear of the gospel of the visitation, where Mary, in haste, after hearing from the angel that her cousin Elizabeth, who lived, by the way, 80 miles south, Mary is coming from Nazareth. Elizabeth and Zachariah live in a small town called Ein Karim, which is southwest of Jerusalem, around 8 to 9 kilometers from Jerusalem. That is so that Zacharias, who is a priest of the temple, could go every day to the temple. Imagine a maiden who is going to travel, whom herself is also pregnant, 80 miles south. And during that time, the terrain was not only difficult, but also dangerous. Dangerous, alone. They said that during that time, they would travel 2 to 3 days from Nazareth, which is just southwest of Galilee, the Lake of Galilee, to Jerusalem. Why? Here is Mary. Rather than after hearing the most wonderful news, the greatest news in the universe, that finally the Messiah is going to come, and she was the favored one, blessed among women, to become the mother of God. Rather than keeping everything herself, locking herself in the confines of their home, she went in haste out of her way to be present to help her cousin, who is also 6 months pregnant. You see, Advent and Christmas is about God going out of her way to be present, to be an Emmanuel, God with us, with humanity. That is the whole story of Christmas. God getting out of her way, sending his only begotten Son to be present, to be Emmanuel, so that we will learn and we can hear from the mouth of his Son how to live a meaningful, how to live a life with a purpose, how to live a holy life. That is the whole story. Advent is going out of our way. I know that for a fact in our parish, there are so many people who go out of the way on certain days to go to Andre House, serve St. Vincent de Paul here and downtown, visit hospital, go to facilities, care home facilities, go to different institutions, all getting out of the way just to help. Just to help. That is the spirit of Advent. That's the spirit of Mary. Mary getting out of her way of, you know, from her needs to go out of her way to a person to Elizabeth, who needs her more. And that is also the challenge for us. If God went out of His way to send His Son, Christmas is also getting out of our way to reach out to others. Getting out of our way to help those who are in need. Second and last point, Advent is also a time where our situation could be something that will depend on how we spend our presence. Okay? What do you mean by that? They say that the boiling water softens a potato but hardens an egg. Right? It's the same boiling water, but it has two effects. It softens the potato but hardens eggs. The same way, in life, examine ourselves. When we are suffering, do we feel bitter or do we feel better when we are able to offer that suffering to God, offer that suffering for others? It's how we spend our presence with others that makes and unmakes us. When we are present with others, do we add value to them? Or do we add this value to them? It's the same boiling water. Presence is very important. But the way we carry ourselves, the way we bring ourselves to even in our own life, will determine the outcome. When Mary visited Elizabeth, the baby in the womb leaped for joy. I wish that we have that same effect with people. When they see us, people leap for joy. Or are they hiding? They don't want to see us. I'm sure with telemarketers, everyone is hiding. But when we go to visit our families, when we go to visit our friends, do we bring joy with our presence? Are we like God when He sent His Son? His Son was the presence of God, the Emmanuel. We know that the Emmanuel means God with us. That's the presence of God. How about us? It's not only going out of our way. It is also how we project our presence. When we go out of our way, do we bring joy? Do we bring happiness? Do we bring love? Do we bring faith into people's lives? Brothers and sisters, Christmas is all about God going out of His way and being present to us through the Emmanuel. And that is the theme of our liturgy of the word today. May these few days before Christmas, please go out of your way and reach out to your family members, reach out to someone who needs help, who needs sometimes just a listening ear or a shoulder to lean on, or sometimes would need some material support. It's Christmas. It's better to give than to receive, they say. But some people's philosophy says, oh no, Father, it's better to receive than to give. How does it fill us, really? What is the lasting effect of receiving and giving? Truly, I could say, this past 3 weeks, I've been doing the Silent Capital campaign, and I have been witness to the generosity of our parishioners. Generosity of our parishioners, their giving. And I'm just humbled. That is presence. That is going out of their way and being present. That's giving. That's giving. I wish for you this Christmas season to go out of your way and be present to someone who really needs. Please all stand.